United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Victor Moore. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. May it serve as a friendly reminder that savings bonds can make many a family dream come true. Buy them regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank. Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra open the program with a favorite show tune of two decades ago, Can't We Be Friends? Thank you, Harry. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our famous guest, the popular comedy star of stage, screen, and radio, Victor Moore. He appears in an original sketch by Harry Lawrence titled The Park Bench Philosopher. Now we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
On the west side of the boulevard is the ultra-exclusive Morningside Manor with its downy soft beds. Each morning, the sleepers are awakened by...
Good morning, Mr. Sauganash. 7 o'clock.
On the east side of the boulevard is Lakeview Park, with its hard, drafty benches. The sleepers over there are awakened by...
Wake up! Wake up! You think you can sleep on this bench all day?
Huh? Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much, officer. What time is it?
7 o'clock.
Oh, you're late. I left a call for 6:30.
I had a hold-up to investigate. Now scram, will you?
Yeah, just as soon as I stretch a bit. Ah. They say this bench is soft pine. Ah, don't you believe it.
Come in. Oh, good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mr. Fletcher. We've had another complaint about that hobo who sleeps on the bench across the street.
Oh? Well, I'll go over and talk to the fellow. Look, Joe, I hate to mention this, but some of the people over there in that hotel are complaining about you.
Yeah, sure they are. They pay $25 a day for this fine air and this wonderful view, and they hate to see me getting it for nothing. I wonder if the fellow that owns that place has half as much fun as I do.
No, he doesn't, Joe. I know Leslie Fletcher very well. He's not happy.
He has a wife, eh?
Yep. She drags the poor fellow around to all sorts of society functions. You know, like the old song, Just a Bird in a Gilded Cage?
Too bad, too bad. Now, look at me. I do what I please, and I go where I please. This bench here is my summer home. I have a winter home, too, a nice bench in Miami.
Oh, Joe, do you know how much I envy you? Anything I can do to help you?
Yeah, buy a ticket to the Hobo's Ball.
Hobo's Ball? I'll not only buy one, I'll use it.
Thanks a lot. For one night, you can get out of your gilded cage, Mr. Fletcher.
How did you get in here?
No, wait a minute, mister. Before you have me tossed out, let me tell you something. You're the publicity man of this hotel, right?
Yes, I am.
And you'll be glad to know that tonight, Mr. Fletcher is going to the Hobo's Ball.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Look, I brought him some of my old clothes.
Those ragged garments? He'll look like a tramp.
Sure he will. And when he comes back to the hotel tonight, dressed in these rags, don't let him in.
I begin to get the idea. But where will he sleep?
Across the street on my park bench.
Where will you sleep?
Well, mister, I've always wanted to sleep on one of these nice soft beds. The softest bed in the joint.
Well, that would be in the presidential suite.
Okay, I'll sleep in the presidential suite.
Do I dare? What a story. Okay, it's a deal.
Fine. And if the president drops in during the night, I'm Democratic. I'll move over.
Alan, have you seen my husband? He didn't return home last night.
He's all right, Mrs. Fletcher. He spent the night on a park bench.
What?
It was a publicity stunt. We're telling all about it on the radio show that emanates from our platinum room.
My husband on a park bench? Leave me to that broadcast.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little surprise on this morning's broadcast. Mr. Leslie Fletcher, the owner of this hotel, attended the Hobo's Ball last night wearing a tramp costume. When he returned to the hotel...
But I tell you, I'm not a tramp. I'm Leslie Fletcher. I own this place.
Beat it before I call a cop. Go on, scram.
So Mr. Fletcher had to spend the night on a park bench across the street. He's here now to tell us about his experience. Mr. Fletcher, after sleeping on that hard bench, how do you feel?
Fine. That was the best night's sleep I've ever had in my life.
Oh, no, you were supposed to... Thank you very much, Mr. Fletcher. Now, we also have here Park Bench Joe, who customarily sleeps on that same park bench. Last night, Joe slept on the softest bed in our hotel. Joe, tell the folks how it was.
It was terrible. It was awful. I had a horrible night. Did I say something wrong?
I'll say you did. First, Fletcher says he enjoyed sleeping on a park bench. Then you get up and say you didn't enjoy the softest bed in the house. Joe, why were you so uncomfortable?
Because all night long, I dreamed I was sleeping on that drafty old bench in the park.
Now for a curtain speech. Here again is our star, Victor Moore.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was fun playing the relaxing role of Park Bench Joe in our little sketch today, even though I don't think I'd care for the part in real life. Like most people, I like to be sure of such things as where the next meal is coming from and whether I'll have a roof over my head tonight. That's why I'm such a strong believer in United States savings bonds and the security they represent. With saving bonds, you can plan your own future. They protect you against financial emergencies. For security and peace of mind, I suggest that you buy savings bonds regularly and automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work. Or, if you are self-employed, the bond a month plan where you bank. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor Moore. Now a musical finale by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. Our thanks again to Victor Moore for a fine performance. Louis Graff directed the play, and the supporting cast included Gerald Moore, Lois Corbett, and Will Tracy. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long, reminding you to buy savings bonds regularly. There's no finer investment in the world.